We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. By the way, I got a quick news update for you with regards to Hoover High School. Earlier, I said that there was a report that due to a suspicious individual on the campus, that Hoover High School had gone into lockdown. The police had responded. I'm looking right now at WVTM Channel 13 news site out of Birmingham, and they say that the police have responded, that all students are safe, and that the lockdown has been downgraded, and that there is considered to be no threat at this time, that everyone, students and staff, are considered safe. So that's great news. Great news. Don't know the details. It said more details to come. But right now, all we know is whatever threat was there does not appear to be a thing right now. Got a couple of things here. I'll tell you what, I'll get some quick text messages. Pam from Decatur says, so the three-letter agencies went after parents at school boards, but let folks chant in Michigan and call it free speech. Sounds like treason to me. It does sound like treason. But they're allowed to have anti-American sentiment as long as they don't act on it. And when you start shouting death to America and calling for shots upon their heads and the extermination of the system, sounds to me like you're heading in a bad direction. Francisco from Huntsville says, please explain the pros and cons of the FISA 702 bill. I am looking at doing that tomorrow, Francisco, so stand by on that one. That's one that I want to be more prepared for the conversation. But yeah, it's troublesome. JoJo from Coleman. JoJo says, couldn't chime in yesterday. Just wondering if you were aware of the video or song. I'm not aware of it. It's not really my topic right now, but I appreciate it, JoJo. Thank you. Jay Graham from Decatur says, Phil, it's so troubling that Hamas is now saying we don't have the 40 hostages to fit that category. Will Israel be able to find them? I don't know. None of us have the answer to that right now, Jay Graham. And I'm concerned that what's really going to wind up happening is that they're no longer with us. I got an update for you on something else. While we're talking about which Alabama do you want to live in, that's the topic here. Number two of the Triple Dipper, which Alabama do you want? Which one do you want to live in? And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, let us hearken back to days past. No, what I'm saying is we are a red state. We are a state that has traditional values. We are a state that has strong family traditions. We are a state that has a church on every corner. We are a state where the people stand for the flag. And yet, I recognize not everybody does. But what I'm saying is that by and large, when it comes to traditional good old America, Alabama is right front and center. The motto of the state is Jura Nostra Defenderum, which is we dare defend our rights. But there's things happening, not the least of which is, do you recall that our attorney general's office was bombed? Do you remember that? This is just a few weeks back. Now, the bomb went off in the dark hours of the morning, weird timing, but a bomb went off. Did it go off premature? Nobody knew. And then the question was, who did this? Video surveillance cameras found a man wearing a mask and a hat and all that, so you couldn't tell who he was. Well, we now have an update. The federal indictment came down, a guy named Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert, a 26-year-old who identifies himself, stand by, wait for it, let me find that place where I'd save this, identifies himself as a goth neurodivergent D&D nerd from Birmingham with they-them pronouns. He's an Antifa guy. He's a transgender Antifa guy who decided to bomb the attorney general's office, and then he stuck stickers and propaganda all over government buildings downtown. And he posted it all on social media. So he ain't the brightest tool, you know, or the brightest light, or the sharpest knife, or the best tool in the drawer. All I'm saying is this. He's right here in Alabama. He's from Birmingham. And he's an Antifa trans guy. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. Listen, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we're keeping this conversation going. Which Alabama do you want? I mean, seriously, think about this. Picture what kind of state you want to live in. Not just the scenery, which is beautiful here. Not just the jobs and the economy. Those are all important, absolutely. But what do you want the culture to be like? When you tell folks to come on down and visit, or when you tell folks that they ought to consider moving here, or when you leave and you're thinking back on what you've got left behind in Alabama, what culture, what climate of life do you want in this state? I got an article from Daily Wire talking about Ron DeSantis just yesterday signed a slew of new laws cracking down on sex crimes, protecting kids from sex predators, and, you know, like stopping grooming activities, establishing a grant with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to help, you know, with sting operations on sexual predators, creating a new sex offender registry. Basically, they're doing what it takes to set up a culture that preserves the integrity of what it means to be a man and a woman, a child, protected by the community they live in. And I want to know for a fact that Alabama is the same. Largely it is, but like our conversation with Stephanie Smith earlier, sometimes you got to pass legislation just to make sure everybody knows. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna do this. Normally we would do a section right now we like to call Butters and Lee, but I'm going to just tell you, Butters is out of town. But I thought, you know what? Lee can do some filibustering this time. So Lee from Huntsville, how are you doing?
I'm great. And I love it's going to be all Lee all the time, 30 minutes. Sorry, Butters.
Well, I tell you what, give her some whoop-whoops anyway, man. Here you go. You get the whoop-whoops all by yourself. All right, we're good. Lee, your thoughts. I mean, I've seen a number of things still tracking through the legislative process and some that are actually just getting passed. But, you know, protecting the social fabric, if you will. Tell us what you're seeing right now.
You mean as far as the bills go, as far as Congress goes? I mean, or as far as the legislature goes? Well, we did, of course, had 111 pass. You discussed that earlier. That was kind of a building block, really, to be able to, if you can't define what a man or a woman is, it's really hard to say men or boys don't need to be in women's spaces if you can't say what that is, right? So it was a great building block, per se.
Yeah, that's amazing that we have to do that. But I also look at it, too, like what if the NCAA says, in the absence of state law, transgenders can compete in sports in NCAA? Well, Alabama now has a law that defines what is a man or a woman.
Right. And so it's just a building block, and we needed it. So now that we have that one, we can move on to some of the others, which we definitely need support on. Moms for Liberty on their page, and I know if you go to Moms for Liberty Alabama on any of the socials, Facebook, X, I think Instagram, I mean, you name it, we're out there. Just look for Moms for Liberty Alabama. They have, there is a green kind of highlighted section letting you know who to call on these bills, like who, what reps and folks you need to call. And you can call every day and say, please get this passed. Please get this, you know, like the Rules Committee people, please pull this up. People don't understand, I think, the struggle it is sometimes to get a bill just on the floor for a vote. And it can be very political.
Oh, and I can tell you firsthand. Absolutely is.
Yes. And the Speaker of the House is kind of, I think, peeved right now, especially at some of the people that are putting out our bills because of the whole gambling thing. So he's slow rolling some of this stuff. And if we don't make it in this session, it dies until the next. And we, you know, the children of Alabama deserve better than that. They deserve the protections. They deserve their innocence. And we just have to push and demand.
Well, we do, because
everyone, take a look.
We've seen stuff most recently. I know that Emily Jones, who's, you know, right there with Moms for Liberty with you, mm-hmm. She has found stuff on her own child's tablet at school. And it's
absolutely
supposed to not even be there, but yet there it is. So it's the kind of thing that we have to be constantly on our guard for, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be in a Republican supermajority like we have right now. There is no reason why we should not be able to get some of this stuff passed like toot sweet.
Well, you know my opinion on that with the Alabama legislature. It's because a lot of them are truly Democrats at the core, and they flipped when you have the big change. But they're still, deep down, there's still that Democratic smushy core. And, you know, they it's a lot of it's about influence, a lot of it's about power, a lot of it's about money and donations, whatever. But they need to do what's best for the children of Alabama. I'm tired of excuses.
No, I am too. So the ones that are still moving right now that we're tracking, I know there's HB 130. That's Representative Mac Butler. The press likes to call it the "Don't Say Gay" bill, but it doesn't even do that.
I don't know why.
It expands existing law, right?
Yeah, it prohibits discussion on gender identity and sexual orientation in K-12 schools. And prohibits employees from displaying flags and insignia of other organizations outside of, you know, just Alabama and the American flag. You know, just your typical, why would you need anything else? You don't. Unless you're doing a report on flags of the world, I don't want to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you don't need the gay trans or the Antifa flag hanging in your classroom.
You 100% do not need that. And it's indoctrination and it's not acceptable. But especially the discussion. School is a place of learning. It's a place of seriousness. It's a place of certainty, and it's a place of to maintain the child's innocence while educating them. It is not a place to discuss your kink. It's not a place for teachers and/or assistants or whoever you are to discuss what you like to do in your bedroom. That isn't the place for it. You need to save that for your adult spaces. And this kind of just codifies that into law. Sad that we have to do that, but we do.
And speaking of in your adult spaces, House Bill 385, the one by Arnold Mooney, I saw a piece here on the Alabama Reflector. I've got it. Alabama Reflector is like the liberal version of 1819. It specifically says that it could lead to the prosecutions of librarians. Well, if they're trying to sexualize children, maybe it should.
385?
Yeah, 385.
Yes. Cry me a river. If you're bringing in books, then there are some dirty books in the library.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, and I don't like this word because it's so overused, but they will gaslight the fool out of you and tell you they are not there. They will tell you these books aren't on your kids' computers for school. And they're right there when you look for them. So, you know, I just get sick of them saying that it's not a problem. The books aren't there. We don't know what's talking about when they're right there.
Yeah, it's not hard to try. I mean, just try. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, by the way. I'm kind of taking a sidebar trail here on this this topic. But the city of Orange Beach, Mayor Tony McKinnon, who's a pretty conservative dude, They passed some new local resolutions that require their library to have four levels of parental access allowed for a minor to check out books. So the minor can't even get certain books unless the parents have signed off on it in advance and left the permission slip on file with the library.
That sounds fantastic. Huntsville, Madison County is going the opposite direction.
Yeah, Huntsville, Madison County's got some issues. Is there anything new on that one?
No, there's nothing new on it. We've made multiple requests to the mayor's office with zero response to meet with him and discuss it. Because guess what's going to happen? There's an appropriations bill, I think, in the Senate where they're talking about holding funding if they don't adhere to what the governor has asked for in that request she made of all the libraries in October to an official letter. So here's the thing. Huntsville, Madison County, you know, the Huntsville Commission or Huntsville, Madison County Commission appoints five of the library board members. They also fund $5 million a year to Huntsville, Madison County libraries. It's a massive decision maker. Madison gets one and Madison County gets one. And the amount that they fund is much, much less. So, Huntsville holds the cards here. And they seem to be determined to allow these liberal activists to write their policies, and they're just absolutely turning a blind eye. So what's going to happen if this passes is that we're going to lose funding and from the state. And so then you're going to be looking at more of our tax dollars in Huntsville City to be paying for a library that's peddling smut.
There's your term, peddling smut. That's your we're going to call that one. We're going to give that one like the T-shirt, like the bumper sticker. Lee from Huntsville says, "No peddling of smut." That's
right.
Well, I you know, it goes back to though, Lee, and this dipper that I'm in right now. I called it which Alabama, and we're like, which Alabama do you want? And that's, I think that people have to ask that question. It's so easy for folks to go, oh, not my fight, you know, not my thing. I just can't get involved. I'm afraid what they might say about me. My social media will get blown up. You know what? What kind of Alabama do you want? That's what it boils down to here.
I agree. And the kind of Alabama I want is the one where children are safe to grow up free from the influence of, you know, the adult world as much as possible. I know my head's not in the sand. I realize that kids have access to a lot these days, but we just got to control what we can control. And children deserve to be protected. Their innocence is paramount. They're the most precious thing we have in the world.
Yeah.
Think about that. They're the most precious thing we have. And if they want to fight, they've got one.
Well,
that's all I can say.
And rightfully so, my friend. Listen, I appreciate you, and thanks for making time today. And we'll go ahead and tell Butters your filibuster went pretty darn well.
Well.
All right, jump on the group text later on and give him a ration, okay?
I will, I promise.
All right, take care, Lee. We appreciate you. I mean, literally, I mean, what Alabama do you want? Folks, if you don't ask yourself that question once in a while, that's a guiding question, by the way. That's one of those questions that is like, okay, what kind of person do I want to be? What kind of dad or mom do I want to be? How do I want to be known? What would I like to be written on my tombstone if the time came? What would I want people to say in my eulogy after I'm gone? And for that matter, what do I want to leave behind? And oh, by the way, while I'm here, what kind of Alabama do I want? That's a huge question, and the implications of its answer have ripple effects that go way, way, way beyond just yourself. All right, Big Rig, let's take a break, brother. We'll take that right now. We'll come right back and take a few text messages and kind of move this thing forward. Don't forget, top of the hour coming up, Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall calling in to give us an update on Democrats who can't get their calendar together. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower. Pouring down rain here in northeast Alabama. I'm not sure about where y'all are, but if you're out and about in this weather, just be careful. My goodness, it's been wetting lately. Only thing good about this, though, is it's knocking down some of that pollen that's been sticking to my truck lately. So anyway, hope you're doing well. Stay safe in the weather. I got a couple of text messages just to grab real quick. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil. First of all, he says, I may not live here, but I sure do a lot of passing through. Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you do. You probably use our roads as much as anybody. And then he says, hey, Phil, does someone want to let the Antifa people know that I think your text message messed up, buddy. They're just fascist brown shirts from Nazi Germany. I'm trying to figure out why they think they're anti-fascist. This is who we're dealing with, man. By the way, I'm going to tell you more about that guy in a minute. Steve from Huntsville says the Alabama bomber identified in just weeks, yet the FBI and the DOJ still can't put a name on the January 6th DNC bomber. Yeah, isn't that something? Find a pipe bomb outside of January 6th, the DNC headquarters, cannot figure out where it came from. Huh, how'd that get there? By the way, in case you did not hear, I've got it on my social media if you want to see it, multiple reports. I think I saw the 1819 now has their own story up about it. Let me see if I'm correct. Yes, they do. So the guy who bombed our attorney general's office is apparently quite the piece of work. Not that being a bomber wasn't enough, but he is now known. He's been arrested. His name is Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert, who identifies himself as a pansexual non-binary man. Oh, good. An Antifa member. Oh, wonderful. Who believes that Hamas has got it going on. Yeah, there you go. Nice. And what's crazy to me is, so I posted this on my social media, right? I posted breaking news, more on the Alabama AG office bomber, trans Antifa member with Hamas sympathies, describing himself as a, quote, goth neo-divergent D&D nerd from Birmingham with they-them pronouns. Okay, That's my post. One of my usual trolls who calls herself Meadowbrook Woman. I think I know who this person is. She says, oh, wow, that'll get the right wingers going for a few wild days, And I look at that and go, well, yeah, having crazy people bomb our AG's office should get pretty much anybody up in arms for a few days. But, oh, no, oh, you're just calling him out now because he's transgender and Antifa member. Well, maybe I am. How about this? He's trans. That's a problem. He's an Antifa supporter. That's also a problem. How about this? He's also, oh, by the way, supportive of Hamas. Yep, that's a problem number three. And, oh, by the way, he bombed our attorney general's office. I'm going to call this a compendium of problems.
Yep. All of that's problem.
What do you think? It's like a menu of problems, right?
Yeah.
The boy's got the buffet of problems.
But some people are going to focus on, oh, you're just mad because he's transgender.
I am mad that he's transgender and a bomber.
Yeah,
An Antifa member and, oh, by the way, he's a bomber.
Yep.
I'm mad that he supports Hamas, and oh, by the way, he's a bomber, I'm fed up with it. Yeah, he didn't. I don't know what happened. This thing. So some of the details have not yet come out. Like, what is we know his motivations now. He was plastering Antifa stickers all over the buildings downtown in Montgomery, filming himself. You know, social media, pretty much announcing what he's going to do, and just the guy is a complete loser. He took this bomb and he also packed it full of nails and screws and bolts so that it would do maximum. I'm imagining that it actually went off at the wrong time.
How long do you do? How much time do you do for doing something like that?
There's no telling. I'm not sure what he's looking at right now. Depends on the charges, but I would suspect he's going to be gone for quite a while. And he needs to be. He needs to be mentally evaluated too. And so he may wind up having, you know, a clear indication of. Here's the thing. They can't let him claim crazy as an excuse, because then it would be an open admission that transgenderism bears some, you know, mental issues with it.
Tom from Tanner, Alabama says, dude gives D&D geeks a bad name. I agree with you.
Yeah. The fact that he called himself a D&D nerd, I guess we could take that one off, because that's not usually an indicator that someone's about to go bomb your AG's office. But goth neurodivergent... with they-them pronouns, Antifa supporter, Hamas supporter, yeah, no doubt. And then John from Huntsville says, hey, Big Rig, as I was listening to you and Phil on my radio at the house, I decided to turn my phone radio on at the same time. And he says, I had no idea. It also comes on 101.1. Yeah, it does. That's part of our syndication, Brother John. We're all over the place, man.
Well, he's saying there's like a it's like 5 minutes behind. There's like a delay or something.
Shouldn't be five. No, it should not be. If it's live radio, unless you're on the app. If you're on the app, then there might be a streaming difference. But it's only an 8-second difference on the app, usually from what we're doing live on the radio. And that's just in case, you know, one of us slips with a bad word. Then Big Rig has the big red button.
The
over
red
there.
Button.
The dump button. Hit it. Save us. All right, we're coming right back. Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party giving us an update on Democrats that cannot figure out their calendar. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.